spitballs? What do you think? I asked Delroy Burton yesterday on Washington Stripe at 5. He is the president of the D.C. Police Union. We talked about this and other aspects of the police chief's statement. And you're going to be surprised at where he comes out here on gun ownership in the nation's capital. Here's that interview from yesterday.
I've never heard such a ridiculous thing coming from an elected leader. And I like Jack Evans. The fact of the matter is the guys on the train were fortunate that that man's weapons did not function like the way they were supposed to, and they were able to get to him before he could kill a lot of people. But my biggest concern with that advice coming from the chief of police is that we in the district, in the police department, the council, and the mayor have set up a scheme that makes it extremely difficult for citizens to follow the advice that the chief just gave.
Expand on that, please.
Well, it's difficult to get a permit for your gun, and it's more difficult to get a permit to carry that gun. So and I think it's sound advice that she's giving, by the way. I agree with her. But how are you going to take out a gunman like an Aaron Alexis? You can't do that with a baseball bat because he was actively shooting. You need weapons to take that person down.
Yeah.
And if, you know, we have a lot of restrictions about where you can have a gun in this town, and we make it difficult for people to be able to get licensed and carry those guns. So how are we going to allow citizens to now take on that gunman, that active shooter? There are only 45 concealed carry permits that have been issued in this city. That's not sufficient to deal with the potential problem of an active shooter.
And by the way, isn't Police Chief Kathy Lanier sort of the be-all and end-all on who gets approved for a permit? She actually does the final sign-off, and it's based on whether someone represents that they have a legitimate reason to exercise their Second Amendment right.
Absolutely, Larry, and that's what was so shocking about what she said last night. That was absolutely the first time I've heard her say anything like that or indicate that there's been a shift in what we are telling people to do in an active shooter situation.
Wait a second. You're the president of the police union, and this is you first heard about this new policy on 60 Minutes. Hasn't she communicated this to the rank and file?
No, she hasn't communicated that to the rank and file. And you're right. She is the person who is the final arbiter as to who gets a weapon and a license to carry one. And they've made it very clear that they're hostile to issuing those licenses. And I'm not a Second Amendment. Some people use the term zealot. I believe everybody has the right to carry a gun like the Constitution says, or own one for self-protection. But they've made it extremely difficult for people to do that. And then to turn around and give the advice that, well, we want you to take out the shooter, it seems a bit hypocritical to me.
Now, how does it make it different for a cop to arrive on the scene? I mean, listen, we have incredibly trained police officers here in the District of Columbia. I've told my family members who are all freaking out and thinking, oh, my gosh, D.C.'s going to get hit after Paris. I've let them know, listen, we have literally the best security and the best police officers at every level in this city, and we do. But how does it make it different for you to respond and your membership to respond to an event if, in fact, the citizenry might be responding as well? And I'm not saying they shouldn't, but does it change the mode of operation for you?
Well, it potentially could, but, you know, one of the things that she said in their piece last night was that, you know, for example, at the Navy Yard, within 6 minutes, all the people had been killed. So time is of the essence, and I think that's part of the point she was trying to make. In terms of the way we deal with an active shooter situation, everyone coming out of the building, everyone that we encounter, we have to assume they may be the active shooter until we determine that they're not. And so it adds a little bit to the mix in terms of what we have to do to clear people, but, you know, again, the advice is good,
yeah,
but they haven't made it possible for people.
They got to loosen up the eggs. Delroy Burton is our guest. We only got a minute left. I got to ask you, as the head of the D.C. Police Union, in general, let's take this out of the realm of terrorism.
Okay.
In general, in Washington, D.C., which has seen an uptick in crime, uptick in homicides, there was a poll last week of Washingtonians. Their number one concern is crime. Would crime be better, and would the cops' jobs be, I don't want to use the word easier, but I'll just leave it where I was. Would crime be better in Washington, D.C. if more citizens could defend themselves legally, or forget about defending themselves, if they could just carry legal firearms like any other place in the country?
Potentially. I mean, I can't point to any studies that say that, but the potential is there for that. And I think, you know, people who follow the rules shouldn't be penalized because they follow the rules. And that's the bottom line. And the way the chief, the mayor, and the city council have gone about the whole issue of dealing with firearms has been punitive towards people who follow the rules, and the people who are breaking the rules, they seem to have free reign right now.
Delroy Burton, always good to have you, sir. Thank you very
so
much.
That was
Delroy Burton yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5. By the way, right there at the end there when he said, I can't point to specific statistics that, well, you know who can is John Lott, our guest at 6:35. Yeah. He'll talk